the opposite. Two very clear opposite is sorrow and happiness, right? They are the opposite, right? You cannot put them together. Come and take a look at the lover. Sorrow and happiness are always there at the same time. The sorrow of the distance between me and my beloved. The sorrow of not being perfect for my beloved. The sorrow that from the waking up moment could go to the last moment of sleeping, that I always think that, what can I do? I have nothing to give to my beloved. My beloved has everything and I have nothing, and I want to give something. You see the dilemma and the pain I'm in? Now, turn it around. Do you want me to talk about the ecstasy I'm feeling? At the same time, that's what love is. Pain and happiness doesn't matter. For a lover, beloved matters. And the pain? Oh, the pain is good. Did you know that? Pain is good. Because he sent it to me. He wants me to be in pain? Ah, I want to be in pain. Because my beloved likes that. That's simple. Did you get it? No. You should feel it. It's not understandable. Because it's not logical. It's silly. But it is. And it's fantastic. So there is a level of consciousness. In that level, there is no good or bad. Is it possible? Could you imagine it? Oh, let's go back and find out what is good and bad. Good and bad didn't exist in the universe from Big Bang up to a little bit ago that life started to be here. Before that, there was no good or bad. Then the living creatures, yes, they interpret death is bad and life is good. But is that true? No. Because practically, death is good, life is good. Both are good, right? Remember? I want to eat. So the death of my food is good. I kill. That's how we feed. What do we do? We don't do the photosynthesis. We eat the grass. Right from there up to the filet mignon. There's always what? You see? So good and bad are mixed a little bit, blah, blah, blah. But the real conversation and judgment about the good and bad comes when we arrive at the level of civilization and culture and understanding and communication, that we say, this is good, this is bad. We say it. And we simply understand that we have never, ever agreed upon these rules and regulations. Always a group here will say this is good, and there are other group over there that will say the same stuff is bad. There are these people that will say, if you talk bad to a dog, you are not a human being. Or there are a group of people that will say, if you don't beat a dog, what kind of human are you? They both exist. These will bow to the cow, the other one will slaughter it. The other one will use it as a hobby, as a show. Which one is good, which one is bad? You see what the good and bad is? And all that comes from it's good for me. Yes, cheating, I will make it us, my family. Something is good for me and my family, us. This is the basic, right? So there are these human which are we. They don't have that me, that inflated ego. For them, what is good or bad? These are not the good or bad. It's another level, other rules. So remember, there are some people at the level even good and bad doesn't exist there. Yes?
Infidelity and faith do not exist in the place where he is, because he is the kernel, while these two are color and husk. These fleeting things have become a veil over that face, like a lantern concealed beneath the bowl. So then, this bodily head is a screen to that head. Before that head, this bodily head is an infidel.
Did you get it? He was talking about the head. Sa. Okay, let's look at this. This head is the barrier to me be the head and to have the head. So you should lose this one to gain the other one, because comparing these two, this one is infidel, because this one doesn't believe in love. This one believes in me. What a silly fellow. Yeah.
Who is the infidel? One forgetful of the faith of the Sheikh. What is the dead? One ignorant of the life of the Sheikh. Life is not but knowledge and trial. The more knowledge one has, the more life one has.
You notice something in this verse. This is one of those verses that is highlighted brightly, very brightly, because it is. He will give you a definition, and he doesn't give it to you that, remember, a tennis ball is like this. He will say, a tennis ball is nothing but this. You see how strong the order is here. He will say, John is nothing but khabar dar azmun. Khabar means information, knowledge, news. Today, you see, what is khabar? What is the news? News in practice means the knowledge that comes out of practice, not out of theory. You see, in scientific stage, you go there, you study, you learn a theory. That's what the science is. Therefore, you need some proof, and you need some reasoning over there, and all that stuff. Here is completely different. First of all, imagine the information that comes from practice, not from theory. I don't care if you know the theory of being kind or not. I don't even care if you know exactly what the kindness is or not. I don't care about what you know. What I care is about what you do with the others. If you are a kind fellow, with that practice of kindness, you have that life, I call life John, which is the sweet, sweet, lovely life. Life is nothing but information in practice. Whoever has more information, he has more life. He is more alive. Means to me, livelihood is you being informed by practice, practically doing it, by experiencing it, not by knowing it. Do you remember, I always go back to that if you know what the goodness is and you have no intention to be good, your words. I pray to God that you will forget it. You will not understand what is this, because you are the enemy. This is why some stuff are not the food of some people, and God will not give it to them, because it depends on your attitude. You can say, let me explain to you that to me, John means the source of life. That word that, you know, that we Iranian, we use it as sweetie, sweetheart, or dear. When we want to call someone dear, you will say, dear Joe, we will say, Joe John. That John means that. At the same time, John is life. So, between these two words, that John, that for me is between ego and the breath. There is this John, means the human life. See, that one, to me, is nothing but the information you receive by practice. Whoever has more information that way is more alive to me. Now listen to how he explains it in a way. Yes?
Our spirit is more than the spirit of animals.
This is John. The word is always John, it's not the spirit.
Our John is more than the John of animals. How? In respect that it has more knowledge. Hence the John of the angels is more than our John, for it is exempt from the common sense.
Now you get what he means by John. This John is a sort of meaning of life, that the animals, they have it. Mine is better than that. And the angels is better than mine. Why? Because here, I start with common sense. Angels, they don't need common sense. I start with common sense because we are different. Our differences count. We are each unique. Angels, exactly the same. There is no difference between this angel and that angel. So, the John is more. Yes?
And the spirit of mystical adepts is more than the angels.
Okay. Now you see why he was preparing this escape. First is animal. Then there is the life of a human being. Then there is the life of angels. Then above that is the life of these people that we call them Khudavand Dil. You know, Khuda means God. Khudavand means godlike, means the owner, the master, the king of. That's Khudavand. There are these people that we call them Khudavandan Dil. Means they are the king of heart. They are the master of the heart. These are the enlightened fellows. We call them the owners of the heart, because they belong to the heart and heart belongs to them. We say, this fellow, their John is even more than angels, and stop wondering. This is how it works. Because he knows that when I tell you that the lowest level is the animal, then is human, then there is angels. Above that, you only accept God, don't you? For me, Shams is up there. And stop wondering, because that's how it is. Let go of being bewildered, because that's what Hayrat is, bewilderment. Yes?
Cease from bewilderment. For that reason, Adam is their object of worship. His spirit is greater than their being.
Why do you think that all the angels, they bowed to Adam? Is it? This is why. Because his John was more than angels. Why? Oh, you forget. There was something in him. The breath. The others, they don't have the breath. They're angels, good. He has the breath. Therefore, they all bowed to him.